Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, the Executive Chairman with HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm very well today. Thanks, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up. You know, we did a lot of podcasts in President Trump's first term around tariffs, and I want to get back onto that because there's a lot of news in that area. First, though, a little background. HMTX is a brand that you rolled out in 2019, but the Stone family's actually been in the flooring business for four generations, still family-owned, privately held, based in Norwalk, Connecticut. And just looking at our annual report last year, you were a top 10 player focused in the resilient business, number four in resilient. Business is strong with you, and much of your business is with Home Depot, right?
That is correct, yes. The last year was a challenging year for everybody, but we felt very good with our results.
Yeah, I heard you did okay, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this recent Supreme Court decision where they told President Trump that he cannot use the IEEPA, the Emergency Powers Act tariff, on a whim, you know, just based on the way he feels about a country. And they actually said, you know, if you read the Constitution, Congress must set tariffs. He mentioned last night in State of his Union that's a setback for him. So that's big news, right?
It is big news. And this is a very important decision, Kemp, for a lot of reasons. First of all, the amount of work that the Supreme Court did, the justices individually and collectively, to reach this decision in a very short period of time. This case only came to them in August, and they're making a decision in February. This is almost record speed. We are very happy with the decision. We think it's the right decision, and we believe that they reasoned it well. So six of the nine justices were writing, and the concurrence is really strong across all spectrums. So yes, there are limits on what the president can do in terms of tariffs. So we think this is the correct interpretation of the law and of the Constitution. Both are brought into play, and of the major questions doctrine. These are really important separations of power, and we celebrate here in our 250th anniversary year from the Declaration of Independence that the rule of law is still strong, and the founders' view of how America should run with the equal and separate powers between the three sections of government continues to play, and I'm very happy about it.
I'm glad you mentioned the 250th birthday. I have to say, I might add a little color here, God bless America. I wrote an editorial, thanks, by the way, for you sending me a document, and I included it. In November, the Strategic Exchange of last year, I wrote a piece about this. Our founding fathers saw that we needed three branches of government. They need to be in a check and balance, and this shows that indeed the Supreme Court agrees with the Constitution and has a check and balance in place on these tariffs. So let's now step forward and talk about options that President Trump has now to keep tariffs in play, because with IEEPA ruled unconstitutional, he has obviously the 301 tariffs that he can use. He has the 232 tariffs, but the onus on that, it's a national security threat tariff. So obviously flooring is never going to be a national security threat. So he's going to use the 122 tariffs, which are a temporary 150-day limit and have never been used by a president before. And he's putting a 10% tariff across all countries, right?
Yes, the 10% tariff is in effect as of yesterday, 24th, midnight of that day. It's in effect already. The IEEPA tariffs are gone at the same day. And that 10% continues for 150 days unless Congress vote to extend it. And that would put it in August of this year. And we'll see what Congress does. I wouldn't make predictions, but they now have a veto-proof vote, yes or no, they're going to extend it.
Another reason I wanted to talk to you is it's very complicated to understand what actually is happening with flooring based on the harmonized tariff schedule and where flooring falls. So give us a little insight there, if you would.
Many of the countries that are producing LVT specifically were having tariffs much higher than 10%. The biggest new players in LVT production have been in Southeast Asia, and all those countries were somewhere between 19 and 20%, and they're all now at 10% for 150 days, actually 148 now because it was 2 days ago. So we can see this is a big benefit. Of course, it only happens when those goods arrive. It doesn't happen, instantaneously. The 301 tariffs, which were applied against China, are still in place against the vinyl flooring. They were temporarily excluded and they're back in place. However, I'm happy to tell you that we have recently, as you know, we're a litigant in the 301 case that we feel that they also are an overstep. And we've recently, after the Supreme Court decision, we requested the Supreme Court to now hear our case. So it was last decided at the Federal Court of Appeals, but based on current and recent events, we think it may be time for the Supreme Court also to opine on this matter, especially based on their recent decisions and their interpretation of things like the major questions doctrine and how they ruled on the IEPA. So that case is up now. The Supreme Court has a choice to hear that case or not, and possibly the 301 tariffs could also go away. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. That's yet to be decided. Right, but it's still an opportunity for flooring to be reducing its costs, which would improve the economic conditions for the flooring companies tremendously. We believe strongly that anything that brings the price of ordinary items down, like food and building materials, clothing, to American consumers will benefit the economy. And we're very in favor of bringing products to our consumers at an affordable price, affordable and fair price.
Yeah, give us also, I think you probably know this since you study it, there's a potential that these IEEPA tariff funds, and I think it's around $200 billion, there's a potential that they have to be refunded. And we're going to find out about that later, right?
Yes. So the Supreme Court's decision there was to remand or pass it back to the Court of International Trade. So the Court of International Trade made the original decision to invalidate the use of IEEPA to impose these tariffs, and they will then make the decision on how and if and when refunds will be made. We're hopeful that they'll make that decision, that announcement, in the near term, and then we'll go from there. But there's no decision from the Supreme Court on, other than to let the Court of International Trade, which is very experienced in these kind of things, and it's the same court that gave us refunds when the 301 exclusions went into place. So they know how to do this. And they make a decision in favor of the importers, then refunds will be available. But we don't know that yet.
And that $200 billion has never moved into the general fund. It's still over there in the border fund, right?
Most of it is still in customs. So there's something called liquidation, and they don't liquidate for about 6 months, 183 days. So anything that was imported less than 6 months ago, arrived in America less than 6 months ago, those funds are still available directly from the Customs and Border Patrol impound and not yet sent to General Treasury. So that's the vast majority of whatever those funds are. I think it's probably closer to $175 billion, but nobody really knows the exact number. But nonetheless, it's a big number, and most of those funds would be available.
All right, Harlan. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and our listeners and sharing your insights on what's going on with the tariffs and where they're headed. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the executive chairman with HMTX, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.